You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. I mean, let's just dig in, right? We all know what the next 6 or 7 minutes are going to be, and you don't need a whole lot of throat clearing from me to set it up. Catherine Rempel is at the Washington Post. Sudeep Reddy is at Politico. Hey, you two.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Yeah, sometimes it's best just to get out of the way. All right, so look, Catherine, let us start with the American consumer. I said at one point on the air this week, you know, don't discount the American consumer. It was about retail sales and how they were surprisingly up after having, you know, been bouncing around a little bit. And they're way up, by the way, from pre-pandemic. My question to you is, with benefits, the extended benefits having gone away, with Delta virus, the variant still real, how much longer can we count on the American consumer to keep driving this economy?
If you look at the consumer sentiment numbers that just came out, maybe we just hit a bottom. I don't know. I'm hoping things get better. But consumers just don't look terribly optimistic. And it seems like that's influenced by the pandemic, of course, the resurgence of infections and hospitalizations, keeping people away from their normal economic pre-pandemic lives. Mm-hmm. Concern about prices. The survey that came out today indicated that people were pessimistic about buying conditions for homes, vehicles, durables, long-lasting goods, presumably, or they said, because of high prices. So consumers seem to be a little bit unhappy right now. And that's a reflection of where the pandemic is. The pandemic is still in control. And, you know, people are buying stuff, yeah. But the retail sales suggested that they're buying stuff that's still pandemic economy stuff, online purchases and groceries.
Sudeep, is it your sense that I mean, I don't know that the Washington, you know, economic and political establishment doesn't care, but they're done with supporting this economy, it seems.
For the most part, yeah, they're all about finding a way to get through the COVID era without offending too many people anymore. There are Republicans who don't want to offend the anti-vaxxers. There are Democrats who clearly want to get as many shots in arms. This is the whole fight, even this afternoon, over the third shot. Yeah. All of that's happening at the same time in this moment, but there's not going to be more money coming forward. There's just been enough debate over inflation. It's too much of a food fight right now, to add anything more in terms of additional benefits, which we're just starting to see the effects of what happens when a lot of people who are on extended unemployment benefits come off of it. That's the test of September.
Yeah. So Catherine, Sudeep mentioned inflation. I do have to point out that the Federal Open Market Committee, the interest rate committee, setting committee of the Fed, meets next week. They will almost certainly not do anything on rates. They might talk a little bit about the bond buying program. I am curious, though, on your take as to whether or not Jay Powell sticks to his knitting, as it were, on the transitory inflation thing. I don't know that he can do anything else at this point, right?
Well, he obviously doesn't want to spook markets by saying, yeah. Hey, we're going to have a self-sustaining inflationary spiral, even if he did think that, which I don't think he does.
Sorry to laugh.
But yeah, it seems unlikely that he would go in that direction. But I do think that the Fed is going to have the FOMC is going to have an animated meeting next week, because these supply chain issues have the bottlenecks around the world, you know, have been lasting much longer than people had forecast. Price spikes have been more persistent than had been forecast. If you look at some of the surveys that the Fed itself uses about inflation expectations, consumer inflation expectations, they do suggest that consumers are expecting higher inflation to persist for longer anyway than had been predicted a few months ago. So I do think they have to grapple with that. Even if they think this is transitory, what does transitory mean?
Yeah.
And how much longer can they continue to kind of shove whatever we're seeing in inflation and in the pricing data under that headline? It sort of starts to lose its meaning at some point. Is it transitory a couple of months, or is it a year? I don't know.
Right. Sudeep, let me turn to you were talking about food fights in Washington. I want to touch briefly on this $3.5 trillion package that the Biden administration wants, and that some Democrats in the House want, that Senator Joe Manchin and Senator Sinema from Arizona have said no thank you. between that and the reconciliation fight, I wonder how much energy Congress actually has to pay attention to this stuff, to the economics of this society today.
Well, the reconciliation pact, that's going to be the big fight of the fall, is figuring out how to get something out. Biden and had his little summit with Joe Manchin, mm-hmm. the real leader of at least on budgetary matters, the guy who gets his say. And we'll probably see something come out of all of this, a billion or $2. That's something that will count, and Biden will look to claim victory on all of this. But one of the things Joe Manchin is raising is, as the senator with all the powers, he's also concerned about the inflation picture. And he's taking a lot of heat for raising those concerns. But there are a lot of people who have made a bet in this really weird, wacky recovery from a weird, wacky recession that they understand the dynamics here, and they don't. Nobody really completely understands what's going on right now with inflation when you have supply chains so screwed up and you have a pandemic intersecting with it. And so everyone's trying to move very slowly and cautiously here, at least the people who have a lot of power, and figure out what can they do to avoid upsetting Americans any further while they try to get some legislation done.
Speaking about upsetting Americans, Catherine, they're going to be deluged with stories about the debt limit in the next six-ish weeks, plus or minus. I wonder how seriously we ought to take that, and should I stop talking about it until it actually happens?
I don't know. I'm very nervous about this.
Oh, are you really?
I'm very nervous.
Wow.
Yes, because
you're not okay. Sorry, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that is not a presentation that you usually make. You don't usually say that stuff.
Well, I'm nervous because the Democrats have said they don't want to do this through reconciliation. At this point, even if they were reconciliation, meaning with a party line vote, no Republicans needed. And at this point, if they were going to do it through reconciliation, they have to go back and change the budget resolution and do a whole bunch of other annoying legislative things that take a while. So, and meanwhile, they're trying to negotiate, as Sudeep said, their spending plans. So it's not clear that they really have time baked in to do all of that if mm-hmm. they even did change their minds. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has said, well, mm-hmm. don't count on Republican votes, which you would need if you were going to either raise or suspend the debt limit through the normal legislative process. And Democrats seem to think he's bluffing. But remember, there were showdowns over the debt limit in the past when the Republican Party seemed a little more, I don't know if sane is the right word, but less willing to ground it. Yeah. So when the party seemed less willing to do outrageous things. And so I'm concerned that everybody's kind of assuming that the other side will blink and do the right thing and raise the debt limit. And I don't know that that's going to happen.
Sudeep, real quick, I am not a Washington reporter, but my understanding of Senator McConnell is that he don't bluff.
Exactly. Look, this is one of those things that the Democrats can figure out a way to do it if they have to do it on their own. The debt limit probably will be raised, but like most issues in Washington, mm-hmm. It could lead to a bit of a tantrum, and markets will have a tantrum, and then it'll get raised. But can't do anything without these kinds of meltdowns? Well, that's always the persistent, everlasting question of Washington.
That is why we can't have nice things. Sudeep Reddy at Politico, Catherine Rempel at The Washington Post. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.